local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, you made it to Friday. Great news. Decent weekend on the way as well with Dr. Bill's forecast. We'll get to that right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions in light traffic so far. It's traffic from Mobile County across the Bayway, the Causeway. So far, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford, much the same. Light traffic. The 1065 split from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Schillinger, Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65 all running smooth this morning. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, see them at Mobile International Festival. org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course coming up this morning, our buddy Alec Maiman's ready to get us eating for the weekend. We'll find out what's cooking at 7:50, plus the weekend weather scale with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams at 7:35, and a full update on tropical weather coming your way just about 25 minutes from right now with Dr. Bill here on Mobile Mornings. Heading for a high around 89 today, 74 at our studios, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 this morning. Two men missing and more information on the death of a baby involved in a Labor Day accident. Mobile police need your help. 64-year-old Joe Louis Ezell is a diabetic and has been missing for more than 1 month. He was last seen leaving a home on New Jersey Street on July 27th. Police believe he was on a bus at Broad Street and Virginia Street. That bus takes people across state lines to gamble, but authorities are not sure as to where that bus was headed. Ezell, once again, is a severe diabetic and takes insulin. Contact the Mobile Police at 251-208-7211 if you have information. This morning, 80-year-old George Steinman, he is also missing. On Thursday, the Walton County Sheriff's authorities searched a home at 250 Braxton Road searching for him. He was last seen wearing boots, blue jeans, and a light-colored shirt. Canine units also searched that scene. Contact authorities if you have any information which could assist in this investigation. In Baldwin County, Alabama State Troopers confirmed that an 11-month-old child has passed away days after being involved in a car crash in Bay Minette. Authorities believe the child was not adequately buckled up when the vehicle went off the road and crashed into a tree on Monday. The initial investigation has revealed the vehicle failed to negotiate a curve before leaving the roadway. The child and the child's parents, 34-year-old John Curtis Porter and 27-year-old Ashley Cole, were all transported to the Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola for treatment. No charges have been filed against the parents at this time. The child's identity has not yet been revealed, but the baby did pass away on Wednesday. Five people total lost their lives on the roads during the Labor Day weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Wind and rainstorms from tropical weather systems like Gordon can damage your roof. Don't wait. Call Mobile Roofing now. 251-888-0301. Gulf storms like Gordon can damage your residential or commercial roof, and you need local roofer Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained, experienced personnel who can identify wind and rain damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for free and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call Mobile Roofing right now. 251-888-0301.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A popular chicken chain has been hacked. The CEO of Fusackley's confirms to News 5 that 10 locations from Mobile to Pensacola were affected. The credit card information of 165,000 customers may have been stolen between March and August.
Just frequently check to make sure you don't have any abnormal charges or large amounts deducted from your account.
A 19-year-old gang member will spend 15 years in jail for shooting and killing a 15-year-old. Algernon Grayson was sentenced for the shooting death of Amir Parker, happened Fat Tuesday, 2016. Prosecutors say Grayson is a member of a gang called BWE. A 9/11 remembrance ceremony will be held this morning at Mobile Memorial Gardens. The Mobile Police Department is participating in the service to pay tribute to first responders remembering their heroism and sacrifice. The ceremony is open to the public at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation has announced that Dr. Jack Davis will be the keynote speaker for October's Green Coast Council meeting. Dr. Davis is a professor of history and sustainability studies at the University of Florida and is the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Gulf, The Making of an American Sea. The summit is Thursday, October 18th, 11:30 to 1 p.m. in Spring Hill College Burn Hall. Green Coast Council and ACF members, students, and faculty are invited. Register at joinacf.org.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2018 NFL season kicked off last night with the Philadelphia Eagles unveiling the 2017 Super Bowl banner and then beating the Atlanta Falcons 18-12. Eagles running back Jay Ajayi scored two touchdowns. Ajayi scored from 11 yards out to give Philly a 16-12 lead with just over 2 minutes to play.
Second down and 7. Takes the clock all the way down. Hands the ball off. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Jay Ajayi.
Ajayi would also run in the two-point conversion to stretch the lead to 6 points. Atlanta's Julio Jones had 10 catches for 169 yards, but just like last season's playoffs, the Falcons couldn't score from inside Philly's five-yard line as the game came to a close. Here's Falcons coach Dan Quinn speaking after the game about Atlanta's failures in the red zone.
Our ability to, you know, score down there, that has to change, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
Next Sunday, the Falcons will try to move on when they host Carolina, while the defending champions will play at Tampa Bay. It's week two of the college football season, and for the most part, it's a great time to be a fan of an SEC team. Seven SEC teams are ranked in the AP Top 25 poll, with two just missing the cut. And the only SEC team to lose in week one was the Tennessee Vols. All 14 teams are in action tomorrow. Number one ranked Alabama hosts Arkansas State at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN2. The seventh ranked Auburn Tigers host Alabama State at 6:30. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. There are two SEC East matchups with the SEC Game of the Day in Columbia, South Carolina. The 24th-ranked Gamecocks host the 3rd-ranked Georgia Bulldogs with kickoff at 2:30 on CBS. At 6:30, number 25-ranked Florida hosts Kentucky. The Texas A&M Aggies will have a chance to surprise the nation when the 2nd-ranked Clemson Tigers visit Kyle Field at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Clemson currently a 12-point road favorite. Number 18, Mississippi State travels to play Kansas State at 11 tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow, Tennessee plays East Tennessee State. Vanderbilt hosts Nevada. Ole Miss plays Southern Illinois. LSU hosts Big Bad Southeastern Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Missouri hosts Wyoming. And Arkansas plays at Colorado State. And the South Alabama Jaguars have a tall task at hand when they travel to play at Oklahoma State tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Jags are 32.5-point underdogs, but hey, Sean, crazier things have happened before.
There's room to win right there. There's room. There's a little Laban Strauss
straw. They could shock the nation. And don't forget, if you're playing in the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, first off, congratulations, because you're probably beating me right now. But secondly, make sure you put your picks in for the second week of the season, because missing that 1 week can really mess you up by the end of the year.
Yes, I gotta do that.
We all have to. On the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods shot his lowest round of the past 5 years on Thursday in the first round of the BMW Championship. Woods hit 16 greens in regulation and shot an 8-under par 62 to share the first round lead with Rory McIlroy. Due to the possibility of poor weather, tee times for the second round have been moved up this morning. Tiger tees off at 7:06 a.m. In the majors on Thursday, the Atlanta Braves scored on a wild pitch in the 10th inning to defeat Arizona 7-6, and the Chicago Cubs also won in 10 innings, 6-4 over Washington. In tennis, Serena Williams easily defeated Anastasia Sevastova and is headed to the U.S. Open final on Saturday morning. Serena will face number 20 seed Naomi Osaka, who beat Madison Keys on Thursday. Actually, that final match set for 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. 6:16 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had light traffic so far from Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt, and 65. And for now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers tell us accident-free conditions from DIP down to the 65 split and all the way out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. It's a smooth ride in. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. We've made it, heading for a high today in the 80s, right now 74. Yeah, chance of rain in the mix today, a little bit over the weekend, but maybe only about a 20% chance of rain for tomorrow and Sunday. More details from Dr. Bill Williams coming your way just about 14 minutes from right now. Plus, we'll keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A high-profile case now heads to a grand jury. Deborah Estep is the woman charged with manslaughter in a suspected DUI crash which killed a pregnant woman. Estep is accused of driving the wrong way on the Foley Beach Express and hitting Josie Jones head-on. Jones was flown to a local hospital. Doctors performed in an emergency C-section, but they were unable to save her unborn baby. Estep appeared in court on Thursday for a preliminary hearing. An officer testified that Estep was slurring her speech after that crash back on August the 5th. Toxicology reports show that Estep did have a blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit. Investigators say they're now waiting for more test results to come back to see if there were any other substances in her system. News from Escambia County, Florida. As a Florida Highway Patrol, they're hoping that new information will help them solve a deadly hit-and-run case, but they need your help. If you have seen a white Chevy dual-wheel pickup truck with an aftermarket brake strip on the back tailgate and a Chevy sticker also on the back window of that truck, well, they want to hear from you. Here's why. On Wednesday, two people were walking along Gulf Beach Highway near West Sunset Avenue when they were hit by that white Chevy pickup truck. Troopers confirmed that 44-year-old Theodore Von Storch was a pedestrian who died at the scene. The other pedestrian, 53-year-old Anita Lamb, was transported to Sacred Heart Hospital with serious injuries. As for the truck, it left the area via Gulf Beach Highway. Troopers say a witness did follow the truck and reported that it turned onto Winton Avenue and then turned off its lights to avoid being seen. So troopers say they're looking for a Chevy pickup with a partial tag of N77. If you have information, call 850-471-6928. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
I kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
623 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley, King, Dr. Bill. Whole gang's here. Glad you're here as well. Remember, you can check out more of the show. Want to go back and get podcasts or check lineup schedule, even over the weekend schedule. Go look at all that on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Also, you can go on and check out what's going on with the news out of Washington. Two big stories, of course. The op-ed from the New York Times still has so many talking here, and President Trump taking that discussion out to Big Sky Country. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And while the man in question, Brett Kavanaugh, is not being grilled in Washington today, the discussion of his nomination continues. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, crazy day in Washington yesterday.
It was, yes, understatement, I think. It was, watching what went down yesterday was political theater, yes. It was also a big question about where we're going as a country. In other words, how we do things. I'm gonna link up a piece from Ben Sass, Senator Ben Sass, in a little bit here, where he just, I put it up because it's something that I rant about a whole bunch, and he's doing the same thing. How much attention is put on the judicial branch is because of a failure of the legislative branch. And I think it's pretty interesting talk. Also, you can't hack the foo. Or I guess you can hack the foo.
It appears so. Fusackley's, what is it, 10 locations mm-hmm. here in our area, Mobile and out in Baldwin County, Foley. They've got one of the restaurants.
Yeah, here's what we have. So what we're talking about, y'all, is maybe as many as 165,000 people could be impacted by a cyber attack on Fusackley's locations. The ones that are listed, impacted locations here, University Boulevard, Airport Boulevard, Dolphin Street. Well, there's multiple on Airport. 310 University Boulevard, 2250 Airport Boulevard, 3020 Dolphin Street, 7641 Airport Boulevard, 2502 Schillinger Road, 1109 Shelton Beach Road, 7843 Moffitt Road, 2420 McKenzie Street in Foley, 98 in Daphne, and 5850 Mobile Highway in West Pensacola. By the way, Fusackley says they're encouraging customers to review their credit and debit card statements for fraudulent activity and to report anything suspicious. Customers can call 888-295-0808 for more information. A letter posted on the company's website, they say they revealed a computer system that processes credit and debit card transactions was hacked. Hackers accessed payment card information at 10 locations. They used malicious computer programs to locate and steal payment card information. And let's see here. They have now hired a cybersecurity firm to install preventative measures to prevent it from happening again. But this goes back as far as March, I think.
Yeah, they say it started as early as March and lasted as long as the end of August. But they say 165,000 may have been affected. So I'm not sure how they square the number with the length of time that they could have been affected by this hack. But I know when you were going through that list, I was thinking, yep, that's the Fusackley's I've been to. Right. I know a lot of people were probably like, yeah, that's the one I go to.
There's three of them on the list that we go to. We got a lot of Fusackley's eating in our house. But I'm going back through the... Did I use a debit card?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I, to be frank, I don't think I did. You know, and you can go through the kind of the nuanced discussion is if you make the transaction with a credit card, mm-hmm. you're better off because the credit card is that company is who has to deal with the fraud.
Yes.
Versus if you have a debit card, that money you can petition to get the money back, but that does come out of your account.
I think about that constantly now. Whenever I'm at a gas pump,
gas pump,
or at a fast food restaurant, that debit card could really mess you up if that gets hacked. Credit yeah. card, you're a little better off.
Yep, but still going to be a mess for folks here. We'll talk about that some more. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way, and we check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students and teachers at Holloway Elementary School are hoping for a quiet day, a day after the school was put on lockdown. A shooting nearby on Stanton Road forced the school into lockdown for about an hour Thursday. A man working nearby heard the gunshots.
Big boom. Another big boom, boom, and it just kept coming. So it was like 10 or 12 of them.
A 27-year-old who was killed in the shooting has not been publicly identified. Police believe there may have been more than one shooter. Happening today, a new federal courthouse will open in Mobile. The building on St. Joseph Street will house the U.S. District Court for South Alabama. U.S. Senators Richard Shelby and Doug Jones will be on hand for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2 this afternoon. Tropical Storm Gordon destroyed 30 sea turtle nests on South Alabama beaches. That's a third of the total number of documented nests. Still, nature has a way of fighting back. After the storm passed, more than 100 loggerhead turtles hatched from a surviving nest on Fort Morgan and safely made it to Gulf waters. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're a State Farm policyholder and have been affected by the recent storm, please contact your State Farm agent. You can also call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or 800-732-5246 to get started. We're taking calls around the clock and responding as quickly as possible because at State Farm, our goal is to help our customers get their lives back to normal. Contact your local agent, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or visit statefarm.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The presidents of Iran, Russia, and Turkey have begun a summit on Syria as a bloody offensive against Idlib province looms despite warnings from the U.S. and others not to launch an attack on the rebels there. Fred Pleitkin is in Syria.
Apparently, the entirety of Idlib province is surrounded by some of the most elite troops of the Syrian military. Of course, the Russian Air Force in action as well. There have apparently been, again, airstrikes on Idlib province early this morning. Unclear what those are about, whether that's the beginning of an offensive or whether that's just to sort of soften up targets in that area.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will meet again later this morning for another day considering the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Kavanaugh finished up his testimony last night, the contentious hearing described by President Trump at a Montana campaign rally.
It's embarrassing to watch those people make fools of themselves as they scream and shout at this great gentleman.
Today, the committee will hear from witnesses both for and against the nomination. Stock futures down ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Justice Department is probing Wells Fargo's wholesale banking unit for fraud in the wake of reports that employees adjusted corporate customers' information on documents without their knowledge or consent. The Wall Street Journal says workers in the bank's wholesale unit allegedly added or changed personal information, including birth dates, social security numbers, and addresses for people associated with its business clients in 2017 and early 2018. At the time, the unit was pressed with regulatory deadlines, including one related to anti-money laundering controls. The DOJ is said to be investigating whether management influenced employee actions. Mattel is launching a film division to develop movies based on Barbie, Hot Wheels, and other popular brands it owns, the struggling toymaker's latest attempt to crack into Hollywood as its rivals have done. The toymaker has hired Robbie Brenner, producer of films like the Oscar-nominated Dallas Buyers Club, as executive producer to lead the newly formed Mattel Films. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salon Pas gives me relief.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence,
protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Yeah, 635 FM Talk 106.5, 77 now at our studios. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, it is Friday. We've got a weekend ahead of us and at least tropical weather in our rear view, but you've been watching some stuff out the front window as well, Dr. Bill. What's the situation right now in the tropics?
Well, right now, it's getting very, very busy. We're looking at Florence out in the Atlantic. It's been around for quite a while, and Florence is moving now in a westerly direction. It had been up to a Category 3 and Category 4. Now it's a tropical storm.
What?
Highest winds are 65 miles per hour. It's moving through an area that's rather unfavorable for the storm with some strong upper air winds. It's getting sheared. However, once it gets through this area, it's expected to regenerate again and go back up to a major hurricane. It'll continue to the west and stay south of Bermuda. And by the middle part or the latter part of next week, it will most likely be threatening the Carolinas. So this storm is a long track, and it's gone through a lot, but it looks like it will regenerate, that's the projection now, back up into a major hurricane and affect possibly the East Coast again late next week. And then we have two very large tropical waves, one almost halfway now between Africa and the Caribbean. It's expected to become a named storm here very shortly, starting out perhaps as a tropical depression, then into a tropical storm. And the second one has just left the African coast, a very large tropical wave, and it's also headed in a westerly direction. So those two will be moving across the Atlantic over the next several days, and at least one of those could very well move into the northeastern Caribbean. So we've got quite a bit of activity now out in the Atlantic. And even on the map, we still have Gordon. Gordon is a big swirl now over Arkansas, where it's been vacationing for the last couple of days. That storm is going to move into a frontal system, a cold front, and then we'll make a sharp turn and head on up toward the Midwest. That same front is going to drop into the northern portion of Mississippi over the weekend, and it will have an effect on us early next week in the form of numerous thunderstorms. But as for the weekend, not too bad considering what we've had the last week or so. I expect today partly cloudy skies. We'll start out with some sunshine this morning and then some afternoon thunderstorms. Not unusual for this time of the year. High will be in the upper 80s, but of course very humid. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s, and then Saturday looks like the best day of the weekend, mostly sunny, with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and we're going to get around 90 degrees, may even get up to 91. Sunday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and high will be in the upper 80s. And as I mentioned, we're going to see scattered or numerous thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday. It'll keep temperatures in the mid-80s.
All right, Tom, a couple things here. First of all, I think we could go back and play the podcast of Dr. Bill saying, hey, it's been quiet so far, but that doesn't mean anything. It can get very busy very quickly for hurricane activity, and you're spot on that one. But number two, you in laying out the different waves coming across the Atlantic, you talked about that second one or third one there, Northeast Caribbean, right? By
yeah,
when?
It's very possible the first one that could reach the northeast Caribbean. And anytime they get into that area, we have to watch it carefully because it'll either make a turn and go up the East Coast, or it might continue on eventually into the Gulf of Mexico. So that's sort of a decision area. And we'll be looking at the weather patterns across North America at that time to see which track it'll take.
When timeline for it being at that break point would be when? When next week?
Yes. It's of course, today's Friday. It'll be early next week when it should get into that area of the Caribbean or perhaps north of Puerto Rico in that particular area. And that's where we're going to want to watch it real closely.
All right. And that front you're talking about that's that's coming into northern Mississippi that helps set off showers next week, does that mean it eventually gets here and we get drier air or not?
It doesn't make it look like it. It's going to stall across northern Mississippi, northern Alabama early next week. That front in combination with an upper air disturbance will produce quite a few showers and thunderstorms across our area for those 2 days. And after that, of course, we'll see what happens. It's possible that Florence, if it makes it to the east coast, and may actually help us out. It could actually bring some cooler, drier air down. We'll see.
Yeah, you've taught us that over the years. As a tropical weather would go into the east of us or to going to the north, it seems to draw the drier mid-continental air down to the coast, right?
That's happened so many, many times that we get some really nice weather when the storms are strong on the east coast, so that's a possibility, but not till late next week.
All right, I hate it for them, but we'll look forward to that. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour for the weekend weather scale.
I'll be ready.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast, and obviously eye on tropical weather all hurricane season long. The man, an expert in it, and it's he's the guy that the weather folks, TV weather, they listen to him.
Yeah.
To get their updates. So listen to him first right here on FM Talk 106.5. I want to say congratulations to Sheila Pitts. Original Oyster House has awarded her that gift certificate for dinner or lunch, $50 gift certificate, and the tote bag full of goodies from the Original Oyster House, because her photograph of, remember we started laying out what might make the Original Oyster House's sunset contest win. Mm-hmm. I said, either like Little Lagoon looking west from the Gulf Shores location or downtown Mobile from the Causeway location.
Yeah, you gave out some great ideas.
There you go. That's what Sheila did. Yeah, great sunset, beautiful sunset clouds in there. The foreground with some rose oak cane, and then you're looking at a section of the foot of Chocolata, and then downtown Mobile in that picture. She posted that, like so many people, to the Original Oyster House's Facebook page, and she won. So good job, Sheila. Nicely done, and if you want to take us out for some shrimp or oysters, we're good with that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That is a fantastic picture. The first time I've looked at it, that would go great on a wall.
Yeah, very good work, Sheila. And, I know you're holding. I know you got $50 worth of, we'll go to dinner with you, just inviting ourselves. Hey, check out the Original Oyster House. Even if you're not out taking photos, go out and get great lunch today, over the weekend, or dinner at either location of the Original Oyster House at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway. Time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway for the 1065 split. Airport, Cottage Hill, and Government looking good through Mobile, and heading northbound for Bridge to Saraland, no delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company. Providing new roofs and roof repairs, call Jubilee Roofing at 776-1006 and see them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year, and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:44, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings Friday style, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have an iPhone 8, heads up, you may want to check to see if it's part of a new recall. Apple says some of their iPhone 8 devices sold here in the U.S. have a defective logic board. So that's the board which hosts the phone's microprocessor, memory, and the wireless chip. iPhone 8 products may experience unexpected restarts or perhaps a frozen screen. In some cases, the phone won't even turn on. Those units which were affected were sold between September 2017 and March 2018. Check it out to see if that sounds like your phone. Apple says they will repair eligible devices free of charge, but if you have a broken screen, a crack in the back, or some other defect, you have to get it fixed first out of your own pocket before Apple says they will replace that defective logic board. Ford recalling about 2 million F-150 pickup trucks in North America because the seat belts can spark and cause fires. This is news out of Detroit. The recall covers trucks from 2015 through the 2018 model years. This comes after 1 month after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began investigating fires in the pickups. Ford says that they have received 23 reports of smoke or fire in U.S. and Canadian trucks, but they're not aware of any injuries. NHTSA began investigating in early August after getting 5 fire reports, including 3 reports that trucks were destroyed. Ford says seatbelt pretensioners can generate excessive sparks when they tighten before a crash. They can then ignite gases inside a support pillar between the front and rear seats, causing insulation and carpets to catch fire. Dealers will remove your insulation and install heat-resistant tape to repair your trucks. They also will remove remnants of wiring tape and modify interior panels in regular cab trucks. Owners will begin being notified beginning September 24th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A popular chicken chain has been hacked. The CEO of Fusackley's confirms to News 5 that 10 locations from Mobile to Pensacola were affected. The credit card information of 165,000 customers may have been stolen between March and August.
Just frequently check and make sure you don't have any abnormal charges or large amounts deducted from your account.
A 19-year-old gang member will spend 15 years in jail for shooting and killing a 15-year-old. Algernon Grayson was sentenced for the shooting death of Amir Parker, happened Fat Tuesday, 2016. Prosecutors say Grayson is a member of a gang called BWE. A 9/11 remembrance ceremony will be held this morning at Mobile Memorial Gardens. The Mobile Police Department is participating in the service to pay tribute to first responders remembering their heroism and sacrifice. The ceremony is open to the public at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Choose a real living Florida manatee to adopt at Save the Manatee Club. Aqua, Gator, Rocket, Una, Whiskers, Electra. Just some of the manatees in the Adopt a Manatee program, each with a known history. An adoption includes a color photo, biography, adoption certificate, and more. Half the fun of adopting a manatee is choosing just the right one, and you're helping protect these imperiled marine mammals and their habitat. Call toll-free 1-800-432-JOIN or visit SaveTheManatee.org.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NFL season kicked off last night with the Philadelphia Eagles unveiling their Super Bowl banner and then beating the Atlanta Falcons 18-12. Eagles running back Jay Ajayi scored 2 touchdowns. Ajayi scored from 11 yards out to give Philly a 16-12 lead with just over 2 minutes to play.
Second down and 7. Takes the clock all the way down. Hands the ball off into the end zone. Touchdown, Jay Ajayi.
Ajayi would also run in the two-point conversion to stretch that lead to 6 points. Atlanta's Julio Jones led everybody on the field with 10 catches for 169 yards. But just like last season's playoff game, the Falcons could not score from inside Philly's five-yard line as the game came to a close. After the game, here's Falcons head coach Dan Quinn talking about the Falcons' failures in the red zone.
Our ability to, you know, score down there, that has to change. And we weren't able to do that tonight.
Next Sunday, the Falcons will try to bounce back when they host Carolina, while the defending champions will play at Tampa Bay. It's week two of the college football season, and for the most part, it's a great time to be a fan of an SEC team. 7 SEC teams are ranked in the top 25, with 2 just missing the cut. And the only SEC team to lose in week one was the Tennessee Vols. All 14 teams are in action tomorrow. Number 1 ranked Alabama hosts Arkansas State at 2:30 p.m. The 7th ranked Auburn Tigers host Alabama State at 6:30. Of course, you can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. 2 SEC East matchups, with the SEC game of the day in Columbia, South Carolina. The 24th ranked Gamecocks host the 3rd ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Kickoff is at 2:30 on CBS. At 6:30, number 25 ranked Florida hosts Kentucky. And the Texas A&M Aggies will have a chance to surprise the nation when the 2nd ranked Clemson Tigers visit Kyle Field at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Clemson currently a 12-point road favorite. Number 18, Mississippi State travels to play Kansas State at 11 tomorrow morning. And the rest of the games in the SEC basically amount to cupcake preseason games.
Okay.
The South Alabama Jaguars have a tall task at hand when they travel to play at Oklahoma State tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Jags are a 32.5-point underdog. But I guess crazier things have happened. They could pull that off tomorrow. And don't forget, if you're playing the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, make sure you put in your picks for the second week of the season. If you miss 1 week, it could put you behind greatly for the rest of the season. On the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods shot his lowest round of the past 5 years on Thursday in the first round of the BMW Championship. He's tied for first place after shooting an 8-under par 62. Shares that first round lead with Rory McIlroy. Due to the possibility of poor weather, tee times for the second round were moved up this morning. They're already on the course, and Tiger tees off in about 20 minutes. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And coming up, sad news yesterday as Burt Reynolds dies at age 82.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Football season is here, and so are the best prices at Bailey's TV and Mattress. Get the most from your hard-earned money with great TV values like a 55-inch 4K for $4.99 or a 65-inch 4K for $5.99. High-definition 32-inchers from $149. Perfect for outdoors, the camper, indoors, or the extra room. Also at Bailey's, the best prices of the year on all Serta iComfort mattresses. TVs and mattresses, best prices of the year. Now, at Bailey's TV and Mattress, Government at Lakeside, 666-0448.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We do have a new accident. It just happened at Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Infirmary Drive. Emergency vehicles are there. You're seeing some radar along Cottage Hill, Knollwood. Also, if you're traveling Airport and Schillinger Road this morning in some of those school zones, a nice ride so far coming in from the Eastern Shore and across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. With no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:54 FM Talk 106.5. And time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Did you know that there is a way to win a free cruise and other prizes? plus see a blimp right here in the Port City? Oh, yes, the Carnival Airship will arrive here in Mobile Thursday, September the 13th. It's a 128-foot-long blimp, and it's on a 30-day journey across seven different states, all in an effort to promote Carnival's new cruise ship deployment. So here's how you can win. When you see that blimp, take a picture or video and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and be sure to use the hashtag ChooseFun. Those who do so will then be entered into a contest to win free cruises, Carnival merchandise, VIP event passes, and Carnival gift cards. That hashtag also connects you to a donation for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Remember, hashtag ChooseFun when you see that blimp. If you love Fridays and you love Krispy Kreme, you're in for a treat. Krispy Kreme bringing back their popular chocolate glazed donuts beginning today and every Friday, the first Friday of every month in the U.S. and Canada. Here's their quote. Guests will be able to experience the glaze waterfall taken over by chocolate while the donuts are being made. They will be able to smell the sweet chocolatey aroma through the shop and get a taste of the mouth-watering chocolate glazed donut for themselves. We are bringing a new twist to TGIF, TGIC. Thank goodness it's chocolate. The chocolate glazed donuts will be available on the first Friday of every month while supplies last. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.
At 6:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sad news yesterday as we were wrapping up midday Mobile. Dalton comes running in with the laptop and shows it to me. And I got to tell you, my heart sunk. As I said on Twitter yesterday, a big part of my childhood is gone and really adulthood as well as Burt Reynolds. And the more I started thinking about it since yesterday, from Alpha to Omega, some of my favorite movies. And, you know, I'm not a guy that's seen tons and tons of movies, but over time, I go through the list of Burt Reynolds movies, and I think something when I was younger happened to do with my mother taking me to a movie that had Burt Reynolds in it, because as I can see on my Twitter feed, I'm lucky to have many thousands of people following on Twitter. The response from the ladies on the passing of Burt Reynolds has been, has been monumental, but I was a big fan from way back. Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday at age 82. He suffered a heart attack and did not make it. He's had heart problems for a while. His representative says that Burt was very frail recently and has been in and out of the hospital. People over at TMZ.com have the 911 call. We're not going to play that. It says Burt was having trouble breathing, had chest pain. He was awake but was not answering questions when on the phone with 911. That call was made just after noon yesterday, which I can imagine that would be noon Eastern time at his home there in Jupiter, Florida. Burt had had open heart surgery in 2010 and in 2009 and went into rehab to, quote, regain control of his life, end quote, as he had become addicted to painkillers after having back surgery. And we're talking about a story that has gripped this nation. Burt was obviously a huge movie star in the 70s, but was first known for his roles in the 1960s in TV shows like Gunsmoke and Hawk and later Dan August. Of course, breakout movie role was Deliverance, but then The Longest Yard, Semi-Tough, Hooper, Cannonball Run, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and Smoking the Bandit movies. And his career movie rebounded back in 1997, of course, with Boogie Nights. We'll talk more about this coming up next hour as we remember Burt Reynolds and his contribution to the American lexicon of film and culture out there, and what a loss it is. Coming right back.
Time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long